This call is being recorded.
Okay, that's it. Are we all muted out there? James, are you there?
Yeah, he's there.
Just a second.
Okay. So I'll just talk for a minute while we wait for them to come on. So
Or, you know, like, yeah. No.
He's preparing the panel. You have to be quiet.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I apologize.
Please now, everyone, with the I Am presence, with the light that you have generated here, with the energy and love you have generated here, now surround the entire planet with that love. You have focused on individual beings that are on the planet, but focus on the planet herself, Gaia herself, and feel and know and express the love that you have within you, and surround the planet, surround Gaia with that now. See her in all of her glory and the light shining all around her. As we have said many times, see her now as we see her, as we look down and see the beautiful, gorgeous blue planet that she is. In the higher vibrations. Yes, she dropped down into the darker, into the lower vibrations, all purposeful, all part of the plan, but no longer. She has risen. You are now all rising with her. So feel the energy surrounding her, and at the same time, feel that energy within you and that love within you, and express it all out. Not to one individual or several individuals, but to everyone, all at once, to the entire collective on the planet. But don't stop at the people of the planet. Also include the plants, the animals, and the minerals, the rocks and stones themselves. Feel everything imbued with that love, with that light. See the darkness within the planet gone now, illuminated everywhere by the light. Take just a moment and experience that. Don't just think it, experience it. Feel it, know it. Very good. And now if you find yourselves that you may have left your bodies, find your way back, come back into your bodies, into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Ashtar. And I come at this time, in this auspicious time, I will add here, in these times of great change that are occurring both on the planet, within the planet, and above the planet. So many changes that you at this time do not have any idea of, but you are getting an inkling of it. You are getting bits and pieces of everything that is happening. always still, yes, behind the scenes, but they are coming out. You use terms of connecting the dots, and that is something you all need to do. It is part of discernment. It is part of understanding the truth and knowing the truth and looking beyond that illusion that those that have been in control for so long want so much to continue this illusion. They want to keep you trapped within it. But as someone said earlier, we win. No, we have won already. That is what you need to know right now. We are not winning. We have already won. We have already won not just the battles, but the entire war, if you want to look at it that way. Because it is a war between good and evil, between light and dark. And everything is coming out exactly as it needs to. And you need to continue to believe that. Believe that we are up here. We are up here in our ships, in our various programs and projects, all looking down at you, not looking, we're looking down from above and seeing the perfection that you all are. We don't see the negative, the shadow side of each of you. We see the light within you, the light within all of you. And that is spreading and being shared everywhere more and more. You are having rallies again with your President Trump. All of this is part of the new expression that must come about, that the light must come on and overcome the darkness. And it is happening. So much is happening behind the scenes yet, but it is all coming out little by little, and then it will go from a trickle, which it is now, to a deluge in the times that are coming ahead. And along with that, you have all looked for disclosure, not only disclosure of the truths that must come out, but disclosure of those of our ships, those of us that have been here watching over you and ready to assist when we are given the command to come down and be with you. And that is not far off, my friends. It is not far off at all. Because we are here for you. And those of you that are ready to see us will see us. When you have those eyes to see, and many of you are getting those eyes now because you are opening your third eye. Your pineal glands are becoming free again of the calcification that the cabal or the dark forces have done everything that they could to hold your third eye down, to keep you from seeing beyond the illusion, to seeing the real reality that is there and has been there all along. But they pulled the wool over your eyes or the veil over your eyes so that you would not see what can be seen now. So open your eyes, both your physical eyes and your third eye, and begin to gaze more and more at the skies whenever you get a chance, whether in the daytime or at nighttime, and begin to see that we are here. And whenever you are ready, you being the collective you of those of the light working community, when you are ready, we will be here for you to see. And again, as I said, it is not far off at all now, because everything is leading up to this point right now, in this exact moment. And all of you just need to be patient just a little bit longer. You have waited thousands, even millions of years to come to this point. And what's a little bit longer to wait, whether it's days or weeks or even months? What's a little bit longer? to realize the complete freedom that is there beckoning to you now. All you need to do is just open up to it and realize that it is already there for you. The freedom to be who you are whenever you want to be whoever you are. Trust. Trust in all of this. Trust that you are moving into a position or a point of light within you that will establish once and for all your freedom and your sovereignty. I am Ashtar, and I leave you now in peace and love, and that you would continue to be ready to experience the connection with all of us, all of your brothers and sisters that are here now and ready at a moment's notice to be there with you more fully. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Hum. Greetings to you. One who serves here, Shoshana here. And we know for some of you, maybe it is getting a little bit later in your night, but not so much. But anyway, we are ready here for your questions if you have them. You can unmute your phones now and ask your question if you have one. Anyone there? Hello?
Thank you. The mute was on. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can now.
Okay, great. All right. This is Catherine, and I have a question in regards to two questions, and this is regard to heavy metal cleansing. I went to the dentist today and had some mercury removed from one of my teeth, and so there's two more visits that I'm anticipating. So I'm looking to do that, and I'm sure Shoshana might have some suggestions in that regard.
Is that your question?
Yes, I'm asking for some suggestions and support on heavy metal removal from my body.
Yes, Shoshana, since you have been requested here.
We will share. Dear sister, may we share?
Yes, beloved.
We must tell you that the first organ that must be cleansed in a heavy metal process is the liver. So you must do a little research and find a cleanse that will cleanse the liver. The liver is the organ that cleans the blood, you see, and the blood is what needs to be cleaned of toxicity and metals. So we will ask you to do that, to look for a cleanse for the liver. Namaste.
Very good. And
okay,
we would strongly suggest, as you are already doing, to continue with the process of removing anything that is a foreign substance within the teeth here. And you know what we speak of here.
Yes. And I've waited a long time. And so now it's time. And I am very pleased. Thank
yes.
you.
Very good. Would there be other questions here?
Yes, the one who served. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I have a question. I understand that those who decide to receive the V cocktail, the side effects can only be reversed by those that are highly sharp in their minds. So, to reverse those side effects. Is there anything that we can do to assist those who receive the shot to assist them in the removal of the foreign substance? Those who are asking for assistance, how can we assist them?
Yes. First of all, you are speaking of the vaccine here, and we have spoken of this before, that there are variations of this vaccine. Some are very neutral, will not have any effect at all. Some will be somewhat like your flu shot and nothing more than that. And then there are those that are a bit more lethal and some that are even much more so, depending on the one that is taking this and their vibration at the time when they take it. If they are of higher vibration, then even the more lethal one will not have as much effect as those of the dark forces were hoping for. You see, those of the dark forces were hoping for a depopulation event to occur here in using this vaccine. But it has been largely neutralized by those of what you call the white hats or the alliance, that have been able to infiltrate those that have produced these vaccines and to alleviate or change the structure, the chemical structure that is within them, to completely, in some cases, completely neutralize it. But it is all about vibration and consciousness, as we have told you many times. So those that have a higher vibration and therefore higher consciousness also will be largely unaffected by this vaccine. But also those that are of higher consciousness and higher vibration will not even take the vaccine, you see. So it is all a part of the those of the forces of darkness attempting to encourage more and more and more people to imbibe or to take this shot, this vaccine. But it is not happening. It is not happening the way they want it to, and it is not happening the way your media has been telling you it has. They have been saying millions and millions and millions and millions of people are getting this shot. They are not. It is not happening quite like that. And again, even many that have gotten the shot are not having the resultant effects that those of the cabal and the dark forces wanted to have. Shoshana, do you have something to add here?
I did not add to this.
Very good. Was this sufficient for an answer for you?
Yes, but I do have more a further one. What about for those that are, my focus was also on those our brothers and sisters that are in the awakening process and they now regret have taken the vaccine. Is there a way that us light workers or an organic way to remove the substance out of their body if they're not able or do not understand yet and how to raise their vibration to be able to, get it out of their system?
There it is. That is information on your internet now where ones are coming out and speaking exactly about that. Those that have regrets, those that want to remove the toxins from their body, there is a way, and they can research this, or you can research it for them. If they are asking for the help, you can do that. If they do not ask for it, then no, do not offer it. Only if they are asking for it. But when they do, yes, there is information that is available, and more is going to be coming out, much, much more, as more and more people realize the mistake, if you will, that they made in taking this and following the what they thought was true guidance from their governments and all of this, which it was not.
Exactly. Thank you so much. Namaste. Thank you.
Would there be other questions here? Nothing further? Then we would be ready.
I have another question. So
yes?
This is me. So can you tell us what the Mahatma is?
We cannot hear you. You are what you call garbled on your connection there.
Is it okay? Can you hear me now?
Not very well.
Okay, well, I'll speak up. So can you explain what Mahatma is and what, how to engage it and use it?
I still do not understand what the hot what is?
Mahatma.
Mahatma?
Yes, the Mahatma. I've encountered this in the Ascension Initiation Prayer. And so essentially in the instructions, the reader is encouraged to connect with the Mahatma, which is a higher level, but I don't understand what the Mahatma is. So that's why I'm asking.
It would be a Hindu term that you are speaking of here, that is a higher connection within yourself, to reach that higher connection within yourself, which would be the Mahatma, as you are saying here. But it is not something that you have to be very much focused on in your Western culture here, because much of this has been altered or changed to relate to your culture here. So do not be fully involved in what is coming about the practices, we will say here, that are from the Hindu religion and this type of thing. There is so much more that has been where you can access in your Western culture now. And that is what we are doing with you each and every Sunday. You are in your calls here, in your meditation. We are doing in some ways the same thing. We're just coming at it from a different point of view or a different direction, you might say. Do you understand
this?
Do you have anything you had, Shoshana?
We do not.
Very good. Would there be any other questions before we take your email question? Then we are ready for your email question.
Yes, thank you, one who serves. The first question is, are there any Anunnaki that are incarnated on the earth at this time, either as working as a light worker or working with negative forces?
There are. This is affirmative on both ends. There are those that have incarnated here, and many of them you know of in terms of the ones that are both those that are of the dark forces and also those that are of the light forces. But you do not need to think of it in terms of whether they are Anunnaki or Syrian or Pleiadian or whatever they might be, because everybody has already been everything before, you see. So it is not like it is differentiated here. Some of you may have been Anunnaki at one time. Think about that for a while here. Okay? Shoshana, do you have anything you add?
We agree with this.
Very good.
Yes, thank you. The second question is, we have been told that the nuclear devices and bombs have been deactivated, and yet we have also been told that the threat for use of nuclear devices would have been used if President Trump had not stepped down. Is that true?
Both answers are correct here. In terms of we have said here and we will continue to say here that you are largely protected from any of this. All nuclear weapons have been deactivated or are been neutralized here, where they cannot be in effect. And if they were to attempt to set these off, which if you think about it, if this were not the case, wouldn't that have already happened many times over before with all of the, what we will say, the crazy people out there that would have loved to have pushed a button to destroy the world? There are those that would do that, you see. But they have not been able to do that. They are not allowed to do that. And any of these weapons that they think are able, they would be able to utilize, they cannot. Now, the second part of that is that when there was going to be, and you are speaking more directly here of a certain time frame back in your January as we find it, where there was going to be a great event in terms of a shocking event that was going to happen. And
we can't understand you. Is there a way to fix the sound?
You cannot understand what we are saying?
Okay, there was a huge echo, and now it seems to be gone.
Very good. Is it okay now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, now we can.
Very good. Then we will say here, as we were saying, that those that when there was going to be the great event on your January here, and it was going to be quite an explosive event in terms of truth coming through and all of this, that was curtailed because of the threats that the cabal, the dark forces, put out there that they would do if the White Hats, if the Alliance went through with their plan. And they spoke of nuclear weapons, but not in terms of nuclear weapons that you think of, more of a smaller nuclear weapon, if you would think of this, much, much smaller. So the detonation of a great nuclear weapon that would destroy an entire city would never be allowed. But smaller portions, not we can say would be allowed, but it could happen, you see. So those of the forces of light determined that it was not worth it at this time and that they needed to bide their time a little bit longer here so that more and more of the population could awaken to the fullness of the truth that needs to come out, where we'd have the great awakening, which you are in the process of right now. You see, Shoshana, do you have anything you add?
We have a perspective here.
Yes.
Those that threatened were idle threats. The one known as Trump had to be very cautious about this and did not know that what was being threatened would not go through. So he followed the course that he wished to follow to save those that may have been threatened. Namaste.
Very good and wonderful perspective there, yes. Then we are done for the time. Shoshana, do you have a parting message?
We do not.
Very good.
Can I ask a question or is it too late?
You can ask, yes.
Okay. We know that we're really close to many, many beautiful things happening, and we feel we're in the becoming into the blessing time. I was wondering if all this talk about the revaluation of currencies, such as the dinar and the zim and the dong, if that's a psyop or if there will be some kind of blessing or revaluation of some currencies.
It is more than what you call a psyop. It is real. It is certainly real. It is there in waiting, you might say, and in process even at this time. But it is not something that you are going to see directly here in terms of all of a sudden everybody becomes millionaires overnight. That is not going to happen in that way. But there is going to be an influx and a release of much of the wealth, the abundance, even a better word than wealth, the abundance that has been kept from you. So it is there, it is real, and it is going to be released, but not an overnight sensation, we will say here, because your culture would not be able to withstand that at this time. So it is being trickled out at this point and will become more and more, though, as it is being introduced here. We speak of Nisara and Gaspara as well as your revaluation and global currency reset here. Okay, and Shoshana, do you
we
have anything?
We do not have.
Very good.
Offering.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yes, then
thank
we
you.
Are done for the time, and we just simply ask you to keep being patient a little while longer. Everything is happening, and you are about to move into a very explosive, not explosive in a negative terminology, but explosive in terms of energy release here. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.